What if the very thing you've been tempted to hide at work is actually your greatest source of strength? Discover why speaking up about your faith without fear or apology could be the most life-changing influence you've ever had in the workplace. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you're enjoying these devotions, I want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, and comment. It will really help us out with those algorithms. Today's scripture is Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." And let's start by defining the gospel. I know you will hear this from me a thousand times, but what is the gospel message? The gospel is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, for my sins, for everyone's sin, that he was buried, that he rose again, that we can have eternal life, and that he appeared. And that comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So the very fact is that we're sinners. There's none righteous. All of us are worthy of hell and in ourselves and in our flesh. And we need a Savior is true. Jesus Christ is that Savior who died and paid for that penalty of sin. So he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And as you go into your workplace today and you check it out, are you trying to hide that you're a Christian, or maybe hide that the gospel message, or not apply it? Because maybe you like the power that comes from simply being able to be worldly at work and holy at church. I want to encourage you, do not be ashamed of the gospel message. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. People who believe in Jesus Christ will be saved. The gospel message is the power. We don't have to overcomplicate it. We don't have to make it sound like it's going to be a bed of roses or everything's going to be simple. We simply need to stand in the gospel message knowing that it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. You are going to be strategically placed today before you go out in your workplace. You're going to be strategically placed at your workplace that you may be that very person who testifies of Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. And I know you're saying, well, you're using so much Christian language. No, go out with someone today on their smoke break and talk to them about their weekend. I can remember many times when I worked in the secular, you might say, realm, the public square. I can remember going out on smoke breaks and talking about what people did on their weekend, asking them questions about what they did, what did they do for fun, what were the things that they accomplished this last weekend, and then inevitably they asked me, what did you do? And I would talk about the fun things, but then I'd also talk about going to church and what my pastor would preach on. And so I share Jesus with so many people, it's amazing, by just opening up and talking about their weekends. So it is a salvation for everyone who believes. There may be someone that God has chosen and called and pulled aside, and they are ripe for the picking, and you may be that very person who shows up and tells them about Jesus. Simple gospel message. You're a sinner. You need a Savior. Jesus paid for your sin. He rose again that you may have eternal life. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. You know, we're seeing a lot of replacement theology and anti-Semitism out there in the public square. I want to remind you that God still loves his chosen people. He cares about them, and that he loves Israel. He loves the Jewish nation, and that he cares for them. Now, salvation's only through Jesus Christ. Christ alone, period, for all people, Greek, Jew, everyone else. I just want you to remember that he has not given up on his promises to Abraham. So for in it, in the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. Think about this. We're seeing so much unrighteousness in the public square today. It's not even funny. I mean, we're seeing things that we would never have dreamt of when I was in high school or even just 10 years ago. But it's there. It's in our face. It's so prevalent in our society today of unrighteousness. And yet what God says in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. So when you talk about how you are a sinner, like I have a testimony of being struggling with alcohol, struggling with different things that as a young person, and I know Jesus Christ set me free from those things. I also have a testimony of having served Christ for 30 years that would say, you know what, there's been other areas that God is still refining in the process and walking me through, whether that be anger or frustration or my tone or how I talk to people. But whatever it might be, God is still refining that, and he's still moving in that and bringing that. And what's the message here? That whether it was a blatant sin like alcoholism or a more passive sin, maybe of tone or not being kind, and God is telling, we can use that to share with others that Jesus died for that. And he's telling me that you can have victory in those areas. And God is telling you the same thing. You can have victory, and you can offer that to someone else as well, because we know in whom we have believed, and that he is able to keep us until that day. So tell them about Jesus. I know people think, well, I just don't know if they'll listen to me. I don't know if they'll care. Next week on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about Old Testament Tuesday. We're going to be talking about Ezekiel chapter 2. You'll have to check that out, because he talks to Ezekiel about what if they don't listen to me? And he addresses that issue, but not for today. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You have been justified by Jesus Christ, and you must live by faith in the Son of God. That he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it to the very end. And it's by faith that you are saved. It's not by works. Does that faith produce good works? Yes, James argues that very clearly, that when you have authentic faith, it produces good works within you. But you're not saved by your works. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So I hope this encourages you. I'm going to pray over you. I know that today is the day to unashamedly to speak the gospel message as you go out into the public square, telling people about Jesus. You know, walk into those office spaces, walk into that workplace, that construction site, walk into that, wherever it might be, and say, as you walk in your head, pray, Lord, is there an opportunity for me to share Jesus? I oftentimes am asked, well, what if I get fired? And I like to say, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got fired, and God was with them in their firing. So just don't be ashamed. God is with you. Be courageous today. We want to change the public square. Yes, we want different policy. We want different things. But the reality is we need the gospel message to go into those areas, because a changed heart makes changed policy. So let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. And Lord, I pray as believers in Jesus Christ, we will unashamedly speak the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, appearance of Jesus Christ to others today. Lord, go before us in all things today. Surround us. Give us opportunity to share Jesus with someone else today. Lord, we need your help. We have the power of your Holy Spirit abiding in us. Holy Spirit, speak to our minds of where and who we are supposed to share Jesus with. Go before us in all things, God. We pray that we will understand that the righteous shall live by faith. And so, Lord, we walk in faith today. We live by faith today. We thank you that your Spirit is directing us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard